We're back. We're back. This is the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. Big Vern, Slay Diddy, Ray, a.k.a. the Grand Finale, and the one and only J-Mac. I don't know, Ray. How you want to do this, man?
This is a special guest.
This is
Mrs. WGXC. This is the top people. Yeah. Like, this is the boss.
The boss. Like, I mean, we've had Tom on the show. Mm-hmm. Not Tom DiPietro. I was talking about the other Tom.
Yeah. But usually we make Tom do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the boss to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys are involved in a program that, Ray, I should have been involved in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I definitely should have been involved.
I 100% agree.
But I just had a crazy schedule. And then after I looked at it, I'm like, woo, I'm glad I wasn't involved in it. Because you guys are busy.
It was really fun. Mm-hmm.
So, Slay, I'm going to turn it over to you. You can introduce everybody, make sure that the listeners know who we're talking to and what we're talking about. And and this program is a special and a very needed program. And So it's all yours, sir.
Yeah, I want to first introduce the boss here, Galen Joseph Hunter. Did I say it right, in the right order?
You did.
Okay, great.
Hi, everybody.
I can't even give her the clap because I had to put her...
Just
give her a generic?
Let's go. Generic one.
All right. The boss is in the building, y'all.
The boss is in the building.
Hold on, Slay. Let me tell you something.
Yep.
All right. So you remember we went to the fashion show?
Yep.
And remember you guys sat in VIP and y'all left me in the back?
Nope. But yeah.
Well, I remember.
That's not the fun. I remember.
I remember. So me and Nita in the back, we sit in. The show gets over. I look over to my left. Guess who's there? The boss.
The boss.
In the back.
Also not in the VIP.
I just wanted to make sure you guys are
two important people in the VIP.
It wasn't me. Listen, I got my ticket ahead of time. If you guys want to procrastinate, that's what happened.
See, the way my life is set up.
that's where the real people are.
Yeah. I was supposed to do the drinks. I was good, man.
And then my guy, assistant director of Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, my guy, Adolfo Lopez.
Yeah, congratulations, too, Adolfo.
Was in the VIP section.
Yeah.
Well, see?
Wait. Ray, I'm feeling something here. Adolfo, Greater Promise, Slay, yep. Greater Promise. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it was a Greater Promise event.
So I'm still not feeling how much he poked his chest out.
No, but you have to look at it that Adolfo, I'm going to say it. He took Slay job.
That's why
he poked his chest out. That's why I said congratulations.
It was a level of confidence that's unheard of.
I'm here now.
And I was in VIP. Say something.
He probably had to work that day too, though.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely.
You guys do it.
There you go.
So, we've been doing this program. Galen would give a way better introduction than I could. So if you want to explain to our listeners the program and what we've been doing for the past 6 months.
Yep, in August we started. So I'm really, really pleased to finally be sitting here in the studio and able to share some content. And this mysterious program we keep referring to was basically on a weekly basis. Wave Farm, myself, Kamal, Adolfo, has been going into the Hudson Correctional Facility and working with 16 and 17-year-old youth. We've been dragging huge Pelican cases full of equipment in and teaching them how to make radio and how to experiment with sound. And it's just been hugely, hugely rewarding. The program's made possible through an initiative originating with NISCA, the New York State Council on the Arts, and then facilitated with Carnegie Hall, with the cooperation of the Department of Corrections. And we're going to talk a lot more about this as we share some content. And we even got the executive director of NISCA, Mara Manis, to send us a little bit of sound to share with y'all. And she's going to contextualize and introduce the program as well. So maybe we should give that a listen and we can talk some more.
Yeah. And shout out to the guys in REC.
Hi, I'm Mara Manis, Executive Director of the New York State Council on the Arts, which we call NISCA. It's great to be with you today. For those of you not familiar, NISCA is the arts agency of New York State. And with the support of Governor Cuomo and the legislature, NISCA provides funding to 2,400 organizations and artists in all of New York's 62 counties. At NISCA, we deeply believe that the arts play a catalytic role in the health of our state And we know that participating in creative arts programming can be transformative for young people involved in our justice system. We are really proud of Creativity Works NYS, our partnership with Department of Corrections, Carnegie Hall, and local arts organizations like Wave Farm. Our goal in supporting this project is to help local organizations build their capacity to provide ongoing programs to youth in justice facilities. One of four local arts organizations that have been a part of Creativity Works is Wave Farm. Wave Farm is one of our valued grantees, and their work in the media arts field is critical to the health of Hudson Valley. We are thrilled that they are participating and committed to this program and to our youth. I attended a presentation of the Open Ears workshop and was thrilled to see such a high level of achievement and engagement from the youth, the instructors, and the community across the facility. Thank you so much to Galen and her staff on this project for this chance to share our enthusiasm about their work. Over to you, Galen.
Over to you, Galen.
So Kamal was sending his shout outs, our shout outs to the guys at REC, to G Cottage. We're really excited that the youth are listening to us now. We've got Niska listening as well, and all of WGXC's incredible listeners near and far. What do you think, guys? Do we want to do any more introing, or do we want to listen to the first audio clip and then talk about it afterwards?
We
should get into the first clip and then give it some dialogue after.
And maybe just to say that this is about 4 minutes, I think, of the file we're calling Introductions, and it was really the guys starting to feel at home behind the mic and with the equipment. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is some of the actual footage of...
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Try to keep the cursing to a minimum today.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. How about you introduce yourself first? What's up, bro?
Name's sitting in here in Hudson.
What station you on?
90.7.
That's a fact. It's Lominati, WGXC 90.7. Chilling with the bros right now. We about to break it down a little bit.
Popping low, man. It's man.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Y'all introduce yourselves. What's up, bro?
Yo, my name. From the Cuse, man.
So, are you from the Cuse?
Yeah, I'm from
what
the
side? Cuse. What side?
I'm from the South Side, man.
Okay. Yeah. I know a couple cats out there. What's up, man? Introduce yourself down there.
Man, you speaking of Rochester, man.
Rock City.
Yo, where you from, New York? Where you from?
From the Big Orange, man. Syracuse, New York, man. Syracuse, New York, man.
Syracuse. Shout out Syracuse. Shout out Syracuse.
What's your favorite part of this program?
Man, I really, honestly, I don't got a favorite part, man. It's just everything. I get to express myself, for me. I get to, for me, get all my emotions, feelings out of here, you know, for me.
What do you like about radio?
Radio is just, for me, is just something I feel like I can relate to it more, because this is like something I was doing before I came here, and then now I'm getting back into it, and then I'm with the guys and stuff, so it just make everything copacetic.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
You always got my support. Anything to do with radio, music, anything, I'm in.
Ah, good looking, bro. We appreciate that.
Where you from?
Man, you know me, man. I'm from the Bronx, man. New York City, you heard? You know where I swear to that.
Right.
What's your name? What's your name?
BX.
Introduce yourself.
Man, you know.
What's your favorite part of this program?
My favorite part is, like what you said, man. You can express your feelings. Word. And listen to the tunes. Vibe out. I love radio. I love radio. Word. No cap.
Where you from? Where you from?
Man, you already know, man. White Plains Road, man. Sneeze.
Oh, BX. BX with it.
Yeah, facts.
How it is out there?
Damn, man. Everything immaculate, man. Everything immaculate.
What you learn from radio?
I learned a lot. I've been in this
game for years. Where you from? Where you from?
Listen, man. It's from L.I., Long Island, man.
All right.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house.
My name. My favorite thing about this radio program for me, something different for this prison style.
Mm-hmm.
Something different for you to do.
Yeah.
And it's a new experience.
All
right. Radio, everything about radio, it's just something different.
Mm-hmm. It's too drippy.
Yeah.
Drippy is.
It made me an animal. It's rules to this. I wrote me a man.
Where you from? Where you from?
Man, Buffalo, man. Buffalo, New York, man.
All right.
Okay, I'm here, man.
It's cold
Rub
up
Buff,
there.
Man.
What's yeah, your favorite man. Part about this program?
Man, like they said, though, I like coming in the group, you know, communication. Like they said, communication is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it get you around, you know what I'm saying? Let you do certain things. Mm-hmm. It's really therapeutic if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? You know what I'm saying? You listen to music. Music is therapeutic for some
people.
Yeah,
that's real.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track. Not your wig pushed back.
And we in the building.
What's up, New York?
90.7. FM.
Tune in.
Coming at you live from Hudson. Doing this little interview.
I hear myself. I like the way I sound.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I sound good on here. We sound good
on
here.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening,
GTO.
All right, so we're back. We're back live. I'll be the first one to start with questioning. The one thing that I liked a lot was that at first, and we all went through it starting out on radio, they all seemed nervous, so they didn't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
But as it progressed through, they got comfortable. And
yeah.
I think, like, and I love the language. You know, it wasn't like radio is this scripted thing where you have to talk a certain way, where they actually seemed like they were just being themselves and just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm digging it, man. It was dope.
Yeah, it was fun, and you could the beginning, how like they were so nervous to talk on the mic, or they would like talk in funny voices to like not act serious, and by the third week you saw them now like going in groups up to the mic and to speak, and it was just like it was just amazing. You got to see some of the youth's personalities, because a lot of times they're in these sessions. And, you know, they're incarcerated. So sometimes you forget that they're actually young people. Mm-hmm. So it was good to kind of see them come out of that shell.
Who did the music intro?
I think, Galen, did you do that?
I think I did.
Galen is, well, Hurricane. Hurricane. Galen became Hurricane.
Well, it was dope because, I mean, Biggie, using the Biggie, but also it almost made it like a chop and screw.
So it slowed it down.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you that, like, little vibe. And with the inserts going in between the talking.
Yeah.
You guys can call me crazy, but the one thing that I really like about this footage is the echo in the back.
I like it, too.
Like, the sound
gives some,
of...
some ambience, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives it that, you know, like, oh, like, you want to pay attention to everything that they're saying. Like, they... probably not supposed to be doing this.
All I'm going to say is radio is drippy.
It's too drippy.
Nah, but listening to them and seeing the growth and the progression even over the weeks of them just getting more and more comfortable with everything, and the fact that they're, you know, embracing the fact that they're doing this program, and one kid called it therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is something that we all say on the show all the time. It's like, this is therapy for us on a lot of occasions. So for them to pick that up in such a short time is really cool.
Yeah, I was wondering because, like, the one guy, it seems like he was, like, kind of, like, driving the car. He was more, like, was that something that he took on himself? Did you guys pick and say, hey, you know what, you seem to be more confident than anyone else. Do you want to be, like, the host?
Yeah, a couple of the guys, actually.
All the stuff you do in the prison, you don't know to talk in the mic.
A couple of the guys, you know. As we progressed through the program and you saw them get comfortable, they took on that ownership role and that leadership role. It was so powerful to see their transformation, because at the end of the day, these are kids, you know, regardless of the stigma attached to them with incarceration, they're children, and they're children who have never had their voice empowered. So to see them hear their voice and have people in the assembly hear their voice, and now they're taking that ownership, they're taking that empowerment, and they can bring it home with them whenever that time comes. This is giving them something to build off of. So it was real powerful to see the growth in all these young men.
Their voices and accents were very distinctive.
To the point where
it was so dope how you blanked the names out, you know, obviously. But their voices were so distinctive that to the point that if you knew them people, that you'd be like, yo, that's Slay. That's Ray. Like, I thought that was great, because a lot of time on radio, people tend to mumble. You don't get clarity. But it was great footage, man. I should have been there, dog.
Yeah, you should have been there.
I should have been there.
And you know what's funny? The role I had to play in this, I was like V, like, yo, talking to the mic. You do that. Like, I was telling them to do all the stuff you tell us to do.
Nah.
And I was the loudest person on the mic.
Nah, I was going to say, I was really going to say that. Yeah, like, yeah. I could hear Slay. Like, I had his mic on 10.
Nah, I was just, I don't know. But it was funny. It was funny to hear that, like, I was the one voice that they didn't have to adjust.
You were like the V of the program.
Yeah, because they always got to adjust me here on Drive Time.
Yeah, you like, see where it's at. It's on 10.
Turn them up.
What's next for the program? I mean, you guys started in August. Where are you at right now, and where is it going after this?
So we're just wrapping up the second of the workshop series this week, and then we're waiting to hear if we're going to be able to extend into the spring.
Nice. I do want to go backwards for a second because I just thought of something. Now, this is a program, and we're talking about young teenagers that are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. How are they eligible for this program? What exactly do they have to do for them to be able to be involved in such things like this?
Well, the program was designed, I think, in response to the Raise the Age legislation, which mm-hmm. was that 2016, is that right? I think maybe. And I think that NISCA was in conversation with the Department of Corrections, and Carnegie Hall entered the picture, and they were saying, okay, how do we work with youth that's incarcerated, and how do we bring arts and cultural programs into that environment? And the other institution, the other facility is in Adirondack that is working with this program. And there's a group called The Artifact based in Poughkeepsie that are doing visual art activities with the guys and girls in Hudson. And because the population numbers are relatively small, I think all of the youth were able to participate in the programs.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you guys have a waiting list? Because I would imagine if it's therapeutic to some of the guys that when they leave, they're telling, hey, man, you know, this radio thing is really dope.
So word of mouth was the biggest driver of our program. Like, because we don't know who's going to come each week. There's like, you know, a crop of youth that we are regulars, but if somebody comes in that's new, or you know, they came out, you know, solitary confinement, they usually end up in our program. And I always ask them, like, how did you find out like about this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, everybody was saying, yo, you gotta come to the radio workshop, you gotta come here. So we would get like a ton of kids that all wanted to participate.
So I'm sorry, one more, right? So this is for Adolfo and for Slay. Being that you guys both worked in Greater Promise Neighborhood, being that you guys are, I'm not going to say street guys, but you guys grew up in certain situations, what part of your personalities that you guys use to be able to kind of, I wouldn't say gain trust, but to be able to make the transition of these guys being able to trust you and want to learn from what you guys are trying to teach?
Yeah, I think for me, we both came at it like two different ways, but I think the genuineness of us being, you know, from the streets and like speaking the same like language as a lot of the participants, there was like a early bond right away. And then them being able to see someone like me in a position of power also was like big for them. It was eye opening. I remember the first day we went there and we played Two Truths and a Lie, and one of my things was that, you know, I'm gonna be the next mayor of Hudson, and the whole place bust out laughing, and they were like, that's the lie right there, that's the lie. And then I was like, no, that's actually the truth. And you know, now when I go in, they are always like, yo, we saw you on the news, yo, you did this, or and like even to the point where one of the incarcerated youth, he interviewed me one-on-one.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
that's dope.
And
yeah.
And that was like just off the cuff. It wasn't something that we planned.
That's dope. Adabo?
Yeah, for me, you know, I don't hide nothing. I was in prison from the age of 17 to 24. So I was, you know, in these guys' seats, you know, different facility, but I was wearing the same greens, same DIN number, same routine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's how I approach it. You know, I come from literally the same place as you. Had the same emotions, you know. I've been going through the days without any programs whatsoever. So now that, you know, thank you to Docs, thank you to NISCA for giving these kids an outlet, something to express themselves, you know. And they see someone like me who came from behind the wall, like, it gives them something to aspire to. Like, a lot of them say they want to go back and they want to talk to people. They want to talk to other children that are incarcerated, and that's something so powerful because, you know, you're kind of paying it forward in a sense.
Yeah, that's dope.
And he became like a mentor because he was somebody that was realistic to them, where he can answer questions about parole and he can answer questions about, you know, prison, and, you know, because he's been there and he's still, you know, dealing with a lot of those things. So he can give them answers in real time where they might not have a person that's accessible to get those questions answered.
All in all, if you look at it, this program is way more than radio. With way more than radio.
Yeah.
I mean, radio might be the foundation, but, you know, you guys are building bonds and actually, you know, probably going to change a lot of people's life on what they can actually accomplish when they do get out. Right? I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to chime in with, you know, I benefited tremendously from coming in there with Kamal and Adolfo, because I think that, you know, I'm not from the streets. I'm a middle-aged white lady.
We didn't know this.
You didn't know.
Hurricane?
Hurricane.
No.
Streets.
But at the same time, these guys and girls are really, like, first of all, they're super smart. They're super talented. And they're really respectful. And I've just been blown away by how open they've been with me and trusting as well. And it's been a transformative, really amazing experience.
I think Galen's experience was my favorite experience of the whole process, because the first couple of sessions, she was super nervous. She was reserved.
Well,
and it was just so funny to see. And then I was kind of watching, you know, from across the room the last couple sessions, and I see her interacting with the youth, and she's like, hold on, give me those headphones. And she just takes the headphones, and I'm like, wow, she really just built that bond and that comfortability with the youth that are in there. And it's just it's just funny now to see, you know, that transition is amazing.
We got a caller, but what is really cool about radio for me is that when you have a great group of people, you can take the conversation one way and then it'll just circle around.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I started with Kamal and Adolfo because I knew what they were going to say. Mm-hmm. But my build-up question was to go to Galen, and I was able to do that without even actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could give myself a clap, I definitely would, because I'm really good at this. No. We got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air?
Yeah.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, this is Jackie Walker.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Jackie is
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. We're with Kamal, we're with Ray, Adolfo, and Galen. This is the Drive Time. Okay, we're listening.
Oh, no, I was just tuning in. I was wondering if she would be interested in going to two of the facilities we have here in Hudson, the Brooklyn Secure Center and the Columbia Secure Center for Girls.
The caller is asking, is this a program that could venture out to other facilities, to Brookwood and a secure center?
Yeah, I think very possibly. We should get together and talk about, you know, what we could make happen. But I find, you know, what we've been doing in Hudson is super inspiring, and I think the whole team is really interested in working with as many groups of youth as we can.
Awesome.
Did you hear?
Caller?
Hello? Yeah,
it is Jackie.
We lost her, but we can.
But we'll follow.
She'll
up.
Hear the playback.
Yeah.
All right. If you're still listening, Jackie, we'll get in touch.
It's a good thing we got the boss here, so he can hear the technical difficulties.
These things will be fixed immediately.
I definitely want to ask you guys, because I know you guys mentioned how word of mouth was a big part of getting the word out to the other youth to get more new people to come in. How much did you see them actually kind of taking somewhat of a lead to kind of encourage the, because I'm imagining some reservation, even though they might have come into the room, they might have been reserved, not really wanting to get on the mic. And then, you know, how often did you see the other kids that were there that were maybe regulars kind of pushing them and saying, you know?
That was the most amazing part of the program, was that the cohort, it was kind of like a family. So when a new person came in, or someone came in, they were trying to act funny and be the class clown sort of. The other participants would be yo, nah, not here. Don't do that here. Here we, you know, pay attention. And it was times where we would come from the girls' cottage and get to the guys, and they would already have the room set up. And, like, so they, like, really took it serious.
Do we have more audio that we can play?
It's probably a really great moment to play the next selection.
All right. Here we go.
You don't know about this, boom.
My city, like, so I wonder who gonna ride for me when it go down. And I'm starting to get this feeling like, who gonna be there for my son the day that I'm not around? I hope you love me as much as I love you. I mean to break your heart, but baby, that's what thugs do. Nothing in the world, baby, I wouldn't do for you. If I die right now, it's so much that I would lose.
To be honest, I think about the future every day. To be 100% with you, I'm thinking about the future right now. So, it kind of gave me like a motivation, like a boost to continue to, you know, do what I have to do to get out of here.
It's comfort knowing that there's a future, but it's also painful because there's no guarantee that future is there. There's no guarantee that you're going to wake up the next day.
My favorite part of this is when I wake up, because it's like I know I woke up another day.
What would y'all want to tell somebody listening in?
Do the right thing. Don't do something that you know you shouldn't do.
Just be a regular person, man. Don't try to be something you're not. Just be a regular person and stay out the way.
Be yourself, basically.
Them rap videos, man. Hey, they make everything look good. They ain't really in the streets how everybody been upstate really is, man.
Yeah. Nah, I feel like everybody should take this and learn, man. Everybody should learn their own situation. Get it under control so that way next time you get in a situation like this, they remove themselves.
Think about what you do before you do it. There's nothing really much to it. You just got to do what you got to do. And for me, just make the right move. It's like playing chess.
Facts. Like he said, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge you. You know what I'm saying? The way you get your money is where you get your money. But certain things, certain ways you get your money, it ain't the way to get your money. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to watch that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Especially the people who
guns is
do
illegal
it
for a reason, man. We can't get them for a reason, man. Leave the guns alone, man. Stop the violence, man.
Yeah, but everywhere you go is violent. No matter where you go, bro. That's never going to stop. Well,
if you can't go buy a gun legally out of the store, that's mean. I mean, it's not meant to be.
I think reality kind of hit that night when I got arrested and got put incarcerated when I heard them doors slam.
I mean, I miss really enjoying myself, like here. Mm-hmm. I can't really enjoy myself, but I make the best of it. I don't know, man. Just being free, like enjoying myself, free, you know, high on life.
Yeah, so, just being able to chill.
Yeah.
But life, I mean, I got a little while to think about that, but.
Yeah. Never too early,
bro. I'm still thinking about it while it's early right now, like what you just said. Like right now I'm just trying to change my ways. I feel like I'm stuck in my ways, but it's never too late to change. It's especially while I'm young right now. Like, I'm only 17.
It's never too late.
Just trying to do my thing, just keep doing what I gotta do. I'm kinda doing good in school right now. I'm trying to get my diploma. I'm trying to get something to put on my resume for when I go out.
My dream job, be a motivational speaker. That's my dream job, man.
Yeah, that's dope. I mean, your story means a lot. You know, when you tell your story to people, it often inspires, you know.
Yeah.
People be like, man, especially when it's something people can relate to.
Yeah.
Like if somebody, you know, might be in your situation a few years from now and then they hear your story, you could save their life potentially and not even know it.
Yeah.
I would just keep the mentality that my body is locked up and for me, not my mind.
Don't play with it. Don't be this honest.
Hey, hey.
Still not understanding this logic. I'm back and I'm better.
And I'm better.
I want you bad as ever.
You
ass.
I was doing a chorus, but we only go over that.
To the left, everything.
A tornado flew around my room.
Yo, I forgot about that song. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
You just killed the vibe.
Okay, go ahead.
He's
Okay, start over.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess and made it huge. It doesn't rain here. Southern California, much like Arizona. I don't say this before you know it. I've been thinking about you.
Learning from this is going to be the big step. You know what I'm saying? So when I get to the town, I won't be able to do it again. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, I just got out of this situation. Why would I want to be back in it?
If it wasn't for me being here, anything could happen to us home. So
that's
it made me a little smarter what I did.
That's all you got to do. You got to take the positive from the situation.
Any last thoughts y'all want to tell the folks? Going to be listening in to this when we put it on the air.
Stay away from gangs, violence, and drugs, man. They ain't going to get you nowhere.
Education is the key to success.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, even hearing it again, yeah, it was fun.
Like, I felt myself becoming a fan listening to it. Like, just the vibe, the energy is definitely dope.
Yeah, we had a real good group of engaged youth. Like, a lot of that stuff was them. You know, it's all like them. This is not like prompted or, you know, we don't tell them what to say. Like, they really like made it their own, and it was like great to see, like, when they would hear the playback and, you know, edit what they would want to see into clips like that. You started seeing some of the ones that weren't as engaged as much, like, nah, I need my voice on there too. Yeah. I need more.
I mean, when you listen to this, you almost forget that these are incarcerated young men and women.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because even I remember first getting the mic and trying to do songs and goofing around and stuff like that. So that feeling of them singing the songs and, you know, stuff like that, it's almost like, all right, we're in the studio, you know, we're just having fun. So
you just killed the vibe. Dude.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
Yeah, I got to.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I was just nodding in agreement. Yeah. I mean, it's magical when we put things on the speakers in the room, and everybody hears what they've been doing the last few weeks. And there was one time in this recent series where we played something, and then the guys were like, no, we need to do better. And they just went out of the way. They went right on those mics, and they just... The three of us, we just sat back.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't have to do anything.
Delete all of that.
Yeah. we're doing it way better. And then for the next 2 hours, they were on mic, just taking, like, adjusting levels, taking care of business.
Nice.
Well, Slay and Ray, you guys know, and Galen, you know this, and Adapo, I'll tell you, when they hear the radio version, like, because I'll do work at home, but when I hear it on the radio, I mean, it's just another whole entire level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever feelings that they thought they felt by hearing it, your playback, watch when after you hear this right here. I don't know if you guys will be able to play the hour that we're doing right now.
They might still be listening right
now.
If so, I know they got to be bugging, man. To hear your voice on the radio, like, for the first time, for real.
It's surreal.
It's crazy. I was wondering also, I know this is a stretch, but sometimes they have programs like this inside where you get kind of credit. Now, it might not be good behavior, but maybe it might be something that could go towards them, you know, TV time. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, as far as, like, we instituted, you know, this session, at least, that they get a certificate of completion that will go in their folder. And it's something, you know, that says, you completed this program, you did a good job at it. You can obviously come back if we come again, but you have a completion certificate. And that holds a lot of weight in prison, you know, just as far as programming goes, showing that you completed all these certain programs, that holds a lot of weight. And when we gave it to them, you know, you could see the look on their face, like, they were super appreciative that we thought of that next level, like, how can we help them in the future?
Yeah.
Because this is nice, it's going to go on the radio for an hour or whatever, but then everybody that they need to hear it might not hear it, but now you have the certificate. Now you can tell your parents, oh, it's online, this, that, and the third. It's so powerful.
That's dope, And they didn't know that from the start, right?
No, not at all.
So, and that makes it even better. So now they're in there just doing it, and then guess what?
And
not only that, you get a certificate. Man, you guys are doing great, man. I don't even, you know, I'm kind of...
Another clip?
Yeah, there's one more clip, yeah. From the mayor interview?
Yeah, this is before the election. Do you want to introduce it at all, or no?
Sure, this is like an impromptu interview with me and one of the youth where he was just like, I want to talk to you. Like, I want to interview you. And I was just like, all right, let's do it. And he... You would have thought he was a professional interviewer.
Uh-huh.
And real quick, before we start, I just want to say that this particular youth, he wasn't in the program from the beginning.
Yeah.
He came to us, like, towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was one of the ones singing. Like, he just owned the mic from the second he got into the program.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to just see him take over, interview Slay. Like, it was really cool.
All right.
Yeah, he was like, I should have never went to the box. Like, I would have been here.
All right, here we go.
I was talking to the mayor, dude.
Yeah, nah, I want to talk to him, too.
So how does it feel to become the first black mayor of Hudson?
In November, I'll know for sure, but it's gonna be amazing. Just because the fact that, like, you know, I'm not, like, what everybody's used to. So it's exciting that people like, you know, myself, people like Ya, could see someone that looks like us and... You know, is not corny and not like pretending to be something that they, you know, they ain't in this kind of light. And, you know, being able to do the job because they care, not because of anything else.
Are you excited or nervous?
I'm excited. I'm hungry. Like, I've been wanting this for a while. So I just feel like it's my time now and ain't no stopping me.
All right. So you see your parents, how you got the little beard and
yeah.
You don't think that's going to affect your appearance with the people?
Nah, because for me, it's about, like, recognizing the person in the mirror. So when I make it, I can't make it and not be comfortable with who I am. So there's right. people that be like, right. oh, you still wear hats or you still, you know, you don't dress up all the time. But, like, I dress up when I'm at work. When I'm right. not, I'm being me.
Right.
Because when I go home, I got to recognize the person I am.
Exactly. Be yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I feel that. That's a fact. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah, don't be nobody you're not, or don't try to be nobody you're not, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be you, you hear me?
Yeah, but you know, it's just everybody got a story, man, and like, be a part of that story and be able to tell your story to inspire and for people to see, like, where you came from, that they know that, you know, there's hope for them.
Hold on, but, I got a question for you. As an African-American mayor, how do you feel about the LGBTQ community? I'm not gay, but how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's for everybody to be who they are. Like, so to me, I'd rather have people express who they are, even if, you know, I don't have to identify with that, but that's you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's who you are, be who you are, and be comfortable, because I can't tell a person, you know, be a certain way, or I don't agree with their lifestyle if, you know, I want to live the lifestyle that I live, you know? And I come from, you know, like, low poverty, you know, a lot of, you know, family members always in jail. Like, my upbringing was rough. So if I want people to accept me for who I am, I got to accept them.
Do you think the community you're becoming mayor for is racist?
There's a lot of racism there, yeah. I mean, I dealt with a ton of racism in, like, just running for mayor. Mm. Like, I got death threats, you know. I got people that see me out with my daughter and, like, have made racist statements. And, you know, for me, it put me in a bad situation because if I respond to that, then
make
I
you look
fit
bad.
Into the stereotype that, like, he's an angry, violent, you know, black man. So
right.
for me, like, I just take it as a lesson and I just got to look at it. But at the same time, you know, I'm a real person. So, like, I feel like this is crazy.
Right. But there's an angle for everything. You know, they say something racist, you can always ask, you know, like, why are you doing that, man? I'm just trying to make this a better place. Why you got to throw race into it?
Some people just, they want a reaction. They don't care if your intentions are good. They just don't want to see you in a position of power. They don't want you to inspire others. So they will do anything to stop you. Even if it's helping them, they'll still want to stop you.
Well, I hope you win, man.
I appreciate that.
I hope you do good.
Yeah, work my hardest, man.
Political questions, and sound like you got a good mindset, man. I hope you really win, man.
Yeah, good looking, bro. Yep.
That was a dope interview, bro. That was real dope.
That was serious business. They pulled no punches.
Yeah, hard questions too.
Yeah.
You handled yourself. That was pre-mayor too.
I know. You could see the growth in me.
So, I mean, obviously you guys love doing this program, so I will kind of piggyback off the caller and say, is there any chance of it being done somewhere else and bringing in more people and doing in other prisons or other facilities?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I wanted to give a shout-out to Superintendent Lewin over in Hudson because I think it's pretty adventurous and experimental to allow people to bring in the kind of equipment we brought in. Mm-hmm. And so if there are other facilities that have that same kind of vision, I think there's a lot of possibilities.
If you guys were to go back, would you do the same type of workshop, or would you have something like a dual workshop, one for beginners, and maybe you might have some of the other guys who already completed where they can go to another level of some kind of communication or a radio or something like that?
Yeah, I think what we've been kind of planning is just to keep upgrading the program, keep what's working, and then just make it like it's on steroids now. So now we're adding this, and now we're going to do this. So, you know, sometimes there's things that we think are an amazing idea, and then when you get in front of the youth, you're like, oh, man, we're going to have to adjust, especially the population that we're in. You know what I mean? Where this is a difficult population. So you have to really do things that they like and they're going to like right away.
What we've been doing recently that is not represented in what we've heard today is some of the kids have been building their own tracks and learning how to make beats. Mm-hmm.
I was going
to
ask you that because, yeah. I mean, with the growth of hip hop and rap, and you know, they're mm-hmm. like, I mean, if I was in there, I'd probably join just so I could rap. You know, what do you mean? I get to get on the mic, so let me just come join your club so I can hear myself on the mic.
So,
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, Gillen. Think about it. We have Ray, you had to mix it down for us, but we have an actual song from an inmate that they made inside.
Sent it in. Yeah.
Like, he made it inside and sent it to us.
Yeah.
King Kobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Gillen. Go ahead.
Oh, no, just that our hope is that in a matter of a few weeks, we'll be able to share content from this latest workshop, which has some really, really brilliant stuff in it. Some raw beats that someone mixed together, a lot of rapping. The young woman we've been working with has really gotten some chops in terms of post-production editing. So
she's amazing.
Yeah, so it's great.
Well, you guys know you guys are always welcome to come here during the 5 o'clock hour, and I know Ray, I would love to hear more.
Yeah,
actually, I would. I'm just hoping that we could just bully the program and say you only can come here. I know Galen's on the home, but bring it to drive time.
It was a natural place to premiere this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you guys did it. It was definitely dope.